Do y'all remember a story from a couple years ago about Dodge, the car manufacturer? Dodge created a dream job for the lucky man who could win one contest. Just one contest. Every once in a while, one of these stories comes up that just screams that this is the greatest, wealthiest, most audacious country in the history of, like, ever. So I stumbled across this story quite by accident, but I'm a car guy, right? Muscle cars in particular, and this cool article caught my attention, and the headline, like, just took me to faraway places in my mind. You ready for this? The headline read, Dodge will pay someone $150,000 a year to drive a Hellcat muscle car. Hello, Mr. Dodge. My name is Phil, and I want to be your friend. I mean, apparently, the person would be designated as the chief donut maker and drive a Hellcat around and serve as an ambassador of goodwill for Dodge. Come on! That is an epic gig. Well, the contest did indeed happen. Dodge enlisted the assistance of wrestler and famed muscle car guy Bill Goldberg. He hosted the competition, and the winner was crowned in the spring of 2022. A guy by the name of Preston Patterson became the official chief donut maker for Dodge, making a cool $150,000 a year and literally just driving around doing donuts at events around the nation in a 2022 Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat. How cool is that? How America is that? Look, anybody who knows me personally knows there's two loves. Well, there's two four-wheeled loves in my life. Jeeps and muscle cars. I got friends who love driving with sophisticated style and refined characteristics. Me, I like raw horsepower and brute force. It all dates back to my first car. Got it when I was 17, 68 Mustang, with a sweet little 289 V8, and after I had it bored 30 over, added a Holley 650 carburetor, hooker headers, an Edelbrock aluminum intake, crane cam, and a Mallory distributor. I was hooked. I ran classic Krager mags on it, and I ripped all over town in that sweet ride. And of course, since we're talking about the 1980s, yes, I had a pair of Jensen Triax speakers in the back with a 60-watt power booster. You younger folks can laugh if you want to, but I could rock some Van Halen over the sound of my glass-back mufflers while cruising on a Friday night. Yes, sir. I loved that car. To this day, there's a picture of that car on my shelf in my office, and I even asked my lovely wife to marry me in it. One day, I'm going to have one again. I feel certain. But I say all that to say that the American dream still lives. That Dodge story, that is pure, solid, unadulterated, pressed down but not shaken America. I mean, think about it. What other country in the world has stuff like that going on? I mean, I get it. Good things happen in other places, sure, but right here, regardless of the warts and blemishes or things you may not like, we still got it good. And too often, though, it becomes easy just to take it all for granted. I mean, how many countries in the world really have a constitution that guarantees, I mean, actually, like, guarantees that you have rights, like speech and religion and due process and more? How many countries in the world make it a reasonable expectation that you'll have access to clean water or electricity or TV and internet, for that matter? Where else can you go where your ability to drive on paved roads to virtually anywhere is assured, and going off-road is actually a choice? How many national archives in other countries in this world are filled up with documents that indicate that freedom was the motivator for the establishment of our government, as opposed to just like dominance or mere profit? Are you even aware, though, that in many places in this world you can't worship freely, or at least not worship as you would choose, but we do? Have you considered how few countries in the world actually give its citizens property rights, or where the court system is there for the purpose of ensuring that we remain a nation of laws, where the common man can rise to do uncommon things? That's where we are. That's where we live, in America. Now, there's always going to be naysayers, always going to be bad actors, there's going to be exceptions to the rule, but there's still a rule. And the general rule in this great country is that the American dream is for everyone. That all men are created equal, that we may not be perfect, but by and large, we are good. I've seen other parts of the world. I've done mission work south of the border, and I've seen what it means to those who have nothing when the smallest of somethings is given to them. I've been to Afghanistan. I've known what it means to see a fractured and fragile state of economy where the women are treated like cattle and the rule of law means nothing unless you have the strongest hand. I remember talking to survivors in Iraq who told me stories of what it was like to live under actual tyranny. and to wonder why your family members disappeared in the night, never to be heard from again. I've also been to other Western nations where, you know, generally speaking, I could identify with their basic systems of governance and civil infrastructure, only to realize they still didn't truly have the same level of freedom that everyday persons in America have a right to claim. Look, I know in my own self that I'm the product of two working-class families. One set of grandparents from the steel mills out of Birmingham, the other one earned their way up through the military ranks, but both were just good, solid, salt-of-the-earth folks who were never rich, who didn't endow me with any trust funds or anything special, but who instilled in me, though, a richness that money cannot buy. And coming from that working middle class, I have had the chance to know adventures, to serve in dangerous territories, to walk in quiet sceneries. I've had the chance to start a businesses. I've had the chance to raise my kids and to have this chance right now tell the world why I believe we live in the coolest of cool places. What an absolute privilege it is to be here, right here, in the by God, by the grace of God, United States of America. And I would suggest that this is likely the only place in the world where someone can rise from nothing and become truly something because they have everything right there on the buffet of life right in front of them, if they choose to take hold of it. So yes, this is the country where it is still possible to live the dream, and don't let anybody tell you different, including the fact that some random guy named Preston Patterson can wake up one day in America to be the chief donut maker for Dodge Motors and get paid a king's ransom to drive a heck of a cool muscle car for a whole year. Yeah, I like my job, but if they run that competition again, I might fill out an application. Y'all, we live in the greatest country in the world. That's my philosophy.